My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. We find ourselves in Chapter 3, Mishnah 4. We are picking up the theme from yesterday and the day before, and we are asking the question, we're answering the question, what happens when the item in question changes size? So here we have a kebetza ochalin shenichan b'chama ve'nit ma'atu. A kebetza is worth of food that you leave in the sun, and it shrivels. It shrivels, it becomes smaller than the original kebetza. And now following, we have a series of similar examples. V'chen kazait min emet, olive's bulk of flesh from a dead corpse. V'chazait min nevela, olive's bulk worth of nevela. Chadasha min hasheret, a lentil's bulk worth of sheret. Kazait pigul, kazait of pigul. V'chazait notar, and kazait notar. Olive's bulk worth of notar, kazait chalev, and olive's bulk worth of chalev, or fat, pigul, notar, chalev are different things relating to the temple, leftover or invalid sacrifices. Chalev is a type of fat we're not allowed to eat. Hare elu tehorim. Behold, these are all tehor. So, right, the original case is you left it in the sun and it shriveled, and it got smaller than the minimum shear. So now we consider it tahor. And now you're also not chayev. We mentioned pigul and notar are isurim in the mikdash. You're not allowed to have notar, not allowed to have pigul. And like everything else, you're not allowed to have. There's a minimum shear. So if it shrivels from something that was over the minimum shear, and now is under the minimum shear, you are off the hook. And we have the opposite case. You leave it in the sun, something that was under a shear, and it's swole up, and, excuse me, not the sun, in the rain, and it's swole up. It's mean. They are now considered tame. They're over shear. So, you're considered chayev, whether it's the pigul, whether it's the notar, or whether we're talking about tuma from any of the tame things. Now, switching gears a bit, in Mishnah number 5, we are going to discuss what is a, the course of the next couple of Mishnahs, we're going to discuss in general matters of uncertainty and how they relate to our understandings of tuma. Specifically here in Mishnah number 5, we're going to introduce an important principle. Namely, kol hatumot kishat metziatan. All tuma things, all tame things, are considered exactly as we found them. We don't extrapolate when it comes to tuma. We just consider them the way they are. For example, im tmeot, tmeot. Im tehorot, tehorot. If it's found tame, we assume it's tame. If it's found tahor, consider tahor. Bar Noor's example, if you shook someone in the middle of the night, and you didn't know that the person in particular was dead, or you had no reason to assume so, come the morning, and you see that that person is in fact dead, so the question is, how do you consider yourself? Did you touch a dead person or a live person? You didn't know at the time whether the person was dead or alive, but now, come the morning, you see that the person's dead, so we assume kol hatumot kishat metziatan. So we assumed that the person was dead when you shook them, because we have no reason to believe otherwise. Im mechusot, mechusot, im megulot, megulot. If they're covered, we consider them covered, and if they are uncovered, they're uncovered. So the example here is something along the lines of a jar. A jar, and the jar has a cover, and the jar contains something that we would rather not be tame, and there's a dead body in the room, and a dead body, of course, casts tuma throughout the entire ohel, throughout the entire residence. So then the dead body is removed, and you come back in, and you see this jar, and you're trying to, it looks like it's covered now, but can I assume it was covered then? The answer is, kol tumot kishat metziatan, that you have to assume that if it's covered now, it was covered then, and the same thing, if it's uncovered now, you can't assume that maybe it was covered back then, we have to assume that it was not. Another rule, machat shenimtet mele'ach hulada, you find a needle that is full of rust, o shvura, or it's broken. So a needle that's full of rust or broken is unfit for use, and a kli that's unfit for use is not a kli, and cannot acquire tumah. Therefore, tehora, shakol hatumot kishat mitziyatan. Because, same principle in action, kol hatumot kishat mitziyatan, we consider all types of tumah exactly as we saw them. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.